Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, and you know, and you do know, this is BCC week. You know, I'm an alum of BCC. I wouldn't have had the career that I have had without BCC, at least giving me my start and formal education. Today, for those people that are in my peer group, seniors, and others, I have with me a wonderful lady who is the head of OLLI, OSHA Lifelong Learning. It's housed at BCC. We'll go over courses. Carol, introduce yourself and then give us a 30,000 foot overview of OLLI.
Sure. Hi, I'm Carol Allman Morton. I've been with OLLI here at BCC for 2 years, but have worked in lifelong learning and higher education for over 20. And our OLLI is actually celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Yes.
We're having a big party on September 4th. We're very excited. And so OLLI is classes, workshops, special events, tours, concerts, lectures, all kinds of different programming designed for adults that are 50 years old and better, as we say, but open to the general public. And some programming we do is especially designed for people of all ages.
I have been associated, a lot of you know this, with OLLI, been to OLLI courses, taught a couple of courses for OLLI. And all I can tell you is I've never been to an OLLI course that wasn't first class.
Well, thanks.
Really? No. Dr. Bill Cameron taught Plato, and I didn't know that was a philosopher. I thought it was something you make things with, Plato. But he taught me it was a philosopher, too. But, I mean, some of the courses are so timely. Or if you want to do history, if you want to do art, you know, really and truly, Carol, it covers the whole genre of all genres.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we try really hard to do that. You know, we try to have a broad liberal arts curriculum.
Yeah.
We are, you know, some of our limits are just that all of our instructors are volunteers, for which we are incredibly grateful. But it does limit us a little bit in what, you know, what we might offer in a particular semester. But the good news of that is that we have the opportunity to go out and try and recruit new instructors and new folks who have a passion and might want to teach for us too.
And it's a relaxed learning environment.
Yes.
I mean, there's no test. They may have you read something in between classes, but they're not going to test you on whether you read it or not.
No.
It's learning for the sake of learning. And that's why I find it so fascinating is the courses they bring. I found one here. I don't know. To some of my peers, probably we should go to it. It's called The Science of Aging. And in case you haven't noticed, I'm like fine cheese now. I'm well-aged.
Yeah, that's part of our distinguished speaker series. We have some of our lectures that are sort of one shots. We offer free and open to the public, and some are paid. And so that's part of our distinguished speaker series, which is paid. Though anybody who has Connector Care, Card to Culture, EBT, anything like that can come for free to those anytime.
And that's another whole piece. They encourage people to come.
Mm-hmm.
While they say it's you started with the age limit. What was it?
Oh, yeah. We say designed for and by people 50 years old and better.
But we've had moms whose kids are in school, but they have some flexibility in their mm-hmm. schedule. So they run out to and as one of them told me this several years ago, I just brought my sanity back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just to me what you guys do out there. And I know several of the people, I'm assuming they're still on boards and things there, but you've got a big, big fall semester coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Our enrollments for the fall are really strong, though, of course, we still have room, I should say. We have plenty of space left. But yeah, we have a great calendar for the fall. We have more classes than we expected, which is always a great problem to have. So we're looking forward to it.
Going over some of them, I printed it out, so
Yeah, I'm gonna go to my cheat sheet myself.
I don't blame you. I would one of the that I think would be exploring ancestral roots in migration through time and place. Wow.
Yeah, that is with
Brody, Jennifer Brody.
Jennifer Brody. Yeah, that's a writing workshop that we have coming up. She's a wonderful instructor for us. She works also at Simon's Rock, as
Okay.
she's on the faculty there, and volunteers her time with us to teach memoir writing a couple times a year, and it's
Oh.
over Zoom, and it's a participatory class. It's one where she gives different prompts, and then there's space, and people actually sit there and they do their writing, and then she comes back and they do reflection and stuff together. I've been the staffer online to get to watch some of those
Oh,
classes,
cool.
and they're really cool. It's not like a sit and listen kind of class. It's a use or workshop. You sit and use listening, but then you're doing as you go through, which is really cool.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you said that because I'm don't go away. I'll don't take this as a threat, but I'll be back.
Okay.
I'm doing I'm writing something for somebody else, but what is she's actually doing, and I don't know if you can see this,
I can see it.
and it's basically when you're a trainer or a teacher, they're giving you the breakdown. If you hear it, it's 10%. You see it, it's 30%. Hear and see, it's 70%. Hear, see, and do, it's 90%. So there's a lot of programs like that in OLLI.
Yeah, we've been working on expanding what we're sort of as a general term calling our active living classes, classes where there's a more significant participatory kind of aspect, because we have a lot of energy for those.
Right.
I know sometimes folks get a little frustrated because they sell out quickly, but our hiking classes sometimes sell out within a matter of hours. And
Yeah.
so we are always working on recruiting more hiking instructors, folks who want to design those classes. And we have three this semester in the fall. They
Three.
are full, but we'll hopefully have these folks back again. One is a series of hikes in Columbia County, one on waterfalls in the Berkshires,
Oh,
and then
wow.
a third is accessible trails in the Berkshires. So those are all going to be great, and we're really excited. When I first started 2 years ago, we had two hiking instructors, and I think we have six now. So
Good.
yeah, so we're continuing to teach the teachers, train the trainers, and get more folks who can do those kinds of things. And then we also have experiential stuff in the classroom. We have hands-on writing classes where people are sharing stuff back and forth. We have some fine art classes that are happening. There's a landscape class this fall. We had a drawing class this over the summer.
Oh, cool.
And I'm trying to think about other experiential stuff. Oh, we have a class on acting that's it's an experiment for us this fall. It's going to be 2 days a week, so it's 12 sessions. So it's a big commitment, but I think it's going to be great. And at the end of the class, they're going to do some kind of staged reading showcase, something.
Wow.
Yeah. So and in connection with that, we have, it's not a class, but there's also a group through our Performing Arts Initiative that's starting what we call the OLLI Players. And so they're holding auditions at the beginning of September for doing staged readings of some plays that Jesse Waldinger wrote before he passed. And
Okay.
he and his wife, Barbara Waldinger, who's a director, were working on this project. And now Barbara's taking it across the finish line.
Oh,
And it's going to be great. So they're going to be rehearsing through the fall. And then they'll do a reading in October.
wow.
Yeah. So that'll be great. And then we're hoping that some of the people who are in the class will then want to do the next one, right? They'll have a little more confidence and and off we go. Well, so that'll be great.
Yeah. And again, folks, if you're listening, we're talking about OLLI today, OSHA Lifelong Learning. It's geared for people 50 and up, but that doesn't, they don't exclude people because of age. And like, who was it, Reagan, who said about Mondale, I won't hold his age, his immaturity and age against him, his inexperience. So really and truly, you'll get hooked on OLLI. I was going a lot more than I do now, only because of my own condition. But I'm just saying, if you're retired and you really want to learn something about some, you know, we all worked. We all ran the race to graduate from college to work. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to learn for the sake of learning. I had a good friend who went to BCC, retired to learn Spanish because he always wanted to speak Spanish.
Nice.
And when he graduated, he went to Spain to practice. So this one to me, only because it's kind of like one of my passions, exploring the impact of railroads in the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Norma has been a member of OLLI for a while, but she's a new instructor for us. And has all of these great passions and is an experienced teacher and excited to offer a whole bunch of different stuff. So the first thing though that she's offering is this class at the Lenox train station. And folks there's going to be like a lecture component, a sort of more standard classroom component, and then people are going to get to climb around on a train. So I think it's going to be a really fun day.
Yeah, because it was so much a part of our being, we had the woolen mills here and General Electric was in full bloom. Trains were a very, very common occurrence here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, pretty much across the country and then at all. But the this one, too, and I'll tell you, kind of preface this. I just spent the last weekend going through or being part of or attending the new Jewish playwrights was put on by the Colonial.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely positively amazing. And I hope they replicate it next year. But this is a course, and I think it's very timely, listening to Jewish Italians who fled through fascism and the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's coming up pretty soon. Now, I know people are saying, I would have been pretty soon, Bill, September 13th. Well, yeah, but this is what? August 1. And you have to sign up and make sure you get. But can you kind of go a little bit into that, if you would be so kind?
Yeah, so Judith Monachina is, I don't have her bio in front of me, so I don't, yeah. Hopefully I won't misspeak. She'll forgive me. Yeah. But she works here at the college and with Housatonic Heritage. She's an oral historian. And she received a Fulbright at some time in the last 15 years. I can't remember exactly when it was. And she got to go to Italy and do an oral history project there with these Jewish Italians who had lived through fascism and their relatives. And she's put it together into this beautiful oral history book. I actually have it here. I haven't gotten to finish it.
Okay.
Here on my desk, Days of Memory.
Oh, cool. I may have to get that. Thank you.
Yeah. And so, it's at the bookstore in Lenox if people want to get it.
If I don't write it down, I won't know by the time this program.
I'm sorry, I keep coughing. I'm getting over a cold. But so Judith she'll be giving a talking about her research and the work that she did for the book, and then she'll do a signing. The bookstore from Lenox will be here to sell books, and it should be a great event. It's free and open to the public.
Wow.
And it's here at the college. So we do it. It's limited in size just because of the number of seats in the room. So if people are interested, they should sign up. I think we have maybe 20 spots left.
Okay. Well, and again, like I've been telling you all week since Monday, don't procrastinate. Because BCC, I don't care how old you are or how young you are, If you want to go to BCC, now's the time to go out there, sit down and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in Ali, we're going to give you all the contact information several times through the hour, just so that you can get a hold of Carol or the people out there and make your reservation. I mean, this to me sounds fascinating. Only I'm a history buff, but I toured Auschwitz and Buchenwald.
Mm-hmm.
And until you see the devastation the Nazis raped people, so this should be a very, very, very interesting course. And I thank you for doing it. I think Ali, that's one thing about Ali, they're not afraid to do courses. You know?
Yeah, and we are very lucky that a lot of people retire to the beautiful Berkshires.
Yeah. So
we have this wonderful pool of people who want to keep sharing their knowledge and their passion with the other folks in the community. So so that's a great gift of working here and helping with this program. You know, Judith knocked on her door and said, "Hey, do you want me to do a thing about my new book?" Yes, of course. We would love that. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, part of it is, like you said, people have retired. Several of the courses that I took, like a couple of guys were retired lawyers from New York. I have to share this story. This shows you how sometime. Sometimes we misjudge people. So I was teaching a course on gangs, street gang, juvenile gangs. Well, not juvenile, but gangs. So anyhow, I was using you know, Microsoft's to show my slides. And it wasn't working on your thing. PowerPoint, there it is. And PowerPoint wasn't working. So the text come in from the school and blah, 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 talking tech stuff. You might as well talk Chinese to me. So an older man got up and started walking to the front. And I heard the young guy say, "What's he going to do? What's he going to do?" Well, what he did was he fixed it. See, he helped develop PowerPoint and several of those. So you never kind of know who you're going to have in your class at all. Yeah, I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. And I just think it's such an opportunity. And here's the other part of Ali, and I don't think it gets enough credentialing for what it's worth. It's also a great social group.
Mm-hmm.
People meet and have coffee before, have coffee after. They chat about the course. They chat about their grandkids, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lady in my last class, my live class. And she said to me, she moved here and her husband died.
Mm-hmm.
And so she hooked up with Ali, and she said, it's like my extended family and friends.
Yeah.
So I don't think that we sell that enough for Ali. Not we, but me.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that. I mean, a lot of times folks who are new to the area, if they hear about us, sometimes they hear about us from their realtor, which, thank you.
Right.
They hear about us and they join exactly for that reason, to get to meet some people in the new place that they live. And we are grateful, because that's a great way for us to grow our program and find new instructors and volunteers and people in the seats. So it's a great opportunity. And we actually I should talk, unless you're already going to.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No,
but, so we have something called shared interest groups for our members. And so by another name, these would be clubs, right? So, and they run the gamut from, you know, there's one on mystery fiction, there's a downhill skiing, we call them SIGs, shared interest group. There's one on genealogy. There's just this wide range of stuff. And there's a new one that just started up in the last year called Socializing Singles, which is exactly for this kind of thing. It's not anything like a dating group or something like that. It's just, you know, like maybe you're a single person and you want to go hiking, but you don't have a buddy yet that you can go hiking with or whatever. Yeah. It's a way for people to sort of you know, a container for people to meet each other within. And especially if they take a lot of Zoom classes or something, they might not have had a chance to meet as many people in person. So they organize, you know, sometimes it's just a meetup on campus, sometimes it's an event somewhere else. And then, you know, there's, I think we have about 20 shared interest groups. There's a wide range. And the foreign film one is very popular. That before COVID, they used to get together and watch the movie and then have a discussion. Now it happens on Zoom, but it's still a great opportunity for people to dive into more esoteric films that you wouldn't see.
Yeah. Otherwise. Well, I think the point that I like that you're making is there are a plethora of different ways you can interact with Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And going back and just saying to yourself, you know, well, what do I want to learn about? I'll guarantee you if you want, we'll go through the semester, some of the other courses you're running here, because I think people will hear, and I guess that's how I first got, well, I got involved before Megan with Ali, the lady that used to run it, whose name escapes me right now, but I forget.
When it was Barbara Hochberg?
Yes. Thank you. At my age, I forget where the refrigerator is. So the whole concept of Ali is what I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, you've been a lawyer for 50 years in New York. One of the guys did one of the biggest fracking cases going. And we took a course on that, and it was like, there's facts and there's fiction. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of what we hear on the news is in between facts and fiction. And it was an amazing event, amazing course.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that I love about lifelong learning is that, and programs like our Ollie and others, is that, you know, sometimes you're in a class with somebody exactly like that, who's got extreme expertise, you know, having done whatever the topic is for decades, or a retired faculty member or something like that. And then other times it's somebody who just has an intense passion, you know, like maybe they were an engineer and now they're an artist. And so they're teaching other people how to learn how to make art late in life, whatever it might be. But that passion is so wonderful. Yeah. It's a wonderful gift to share with each other. So I would say our Ollie. So my first job out of college, I worked for a different Ollie, one at Brandeis University, near Boston. And we had a lot more instructors there who were on the passion end, you know, and some with, of course, with expertise. I mean, we had Sophie Freud teaching psychology.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. But then here at our Ollie, just again, because of some of the demographics of who retires here, we have a ton of expertise, which is wonderful. And so, and then also passion. So it's just a little bit different, you know, pie, but it's great. And we are constantly surprised by the folks who raise their hand and offer. Last month, we worked with Knesset Israel and the Jewish Federation to have Ambassador Stuart Eisenstadt give a lecture. Like, okay, great. that was great.
And I think to what you've done, I think what really helped Ali was dovetailing in with BCC. I mean, mm-hmm. Being part of BCC, because BCC has an excellent reputation, and you have a home there, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of a better explanation of it. You have this on September the 5th, Get It Done.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a synopsis of that?
Yeah, so that's Jane Kavanaugh. She is another person who raised her hand. She helps folks get their lives organized and like their physical stuff. Not like she's not going to fix all your problems, but she can help you.
I know.
She can help you with your physical stuff and sort of blocks that people have to dealing with that kind of thing.
Right.
And so she's run this workshop, I think, twice before. And I imagine that she will do it again. The one for next or for 2 weeks from now is full. But she's wonderful, and I'm sure she'll do it again. People have found that to be a really helpful workshop.
Yeah, because it really is. We've been in our house now over 40 years. We have inherited everybody else who's died in their house, and they're my brother and sisters and my wife's brother. They're all going to come and get the stuff. They just haven't decided when.
And those boxes in the basement make more boxes. It's magic.
It's amazing how they multiply. I think there's stuff going on down here at night.
Magic.
Yeah. Before we go to break, this sounds like a fascinating tour. Indian Town, Stockbridge, Mass. Walking tour.
So this is a great story. So Michael Wilcox and Catherine Kidd have led these tours before.
Catherine Kidd, in my opinion, is one of the most wonderful people in the world.
Agreed. And she is. She has done an amazing thing for Ollie, as a side note, which is, I think it was about a year and a half ago, she said yes after some very kind arm twisting to being our curriculum council chair. So she acts kind of like a dean of faculty for us.
Yeah.
And she's done an amazing job at helping us recruit more instructors, work on interdisciplinary programming, all kinds of projects, you know, big picture things that we'd been working on. So Kate and Michael have led these tours before. When we were doing our University Days program back in 2022.
I remember those.
On Indigenous peoples in this area and their continued presence here. They had led these tours. So we posted, we do them together with Housatonic Heritage, and we put them up and they filled in like a couple of days. And so they've been just adding more and more tours. And so if people are interested, I encourage you to go take a look and see
absolutely
what's remaining. It's really great walking tours. Some of the people who are signed up are people who've done it before and they want to just do it again and absorb more of the information. And they're free and open to the public. So and appropriate for all ages. I know some people have brought like kids and grandkids and stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a great learning for one of these would be to me a walking tour with kids of a certain age would certainly be a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You gave me a call.
Sorry.
No, I was just at the Unicorn the other night when I was leaving. There's a sign there that says this was part of the Indian village of the Indian tribe that was there. I guess mm-hmm. they're part of the Mohegans. If I remember, but don't go by my memory, please. You'd be lost in the jungle. We're going to take a break, as I do, and I know it upset some of you. You've certainly been kind with your texts. I didn't really realize. I never really knew that I had as many names as you've called me recently, but that's okay. This is my flag. I know some of you are not happy with it, and I understand that. All I'm asking you to do, because I have friends and others, close friends from Vietnam and others, that are buried under it. The only thing I'm asking you not to do is disgrace it. That's all. You don't have to love what it stands for, but please don't disgrace it. Because a lot of people at one point in their life signed on a dotted line that they'd give their life for this flag. So please, don't desecrate it. You don't have to love it, but don't desecrate it. This is WTBR, 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301, and this is BCC Week. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
El condado de los Berkshires se dirige hacia un mañana más brillante y ese futuro comienza contigo. Los Berkshires están al borde de caer en una gran crisis de salud mental debido a la falta de acceso, dejando algunos pacientes, especialmente niños, esperando meses para recibir la atención adecuada. Tú puedes ayudar abogando por ti mismo y por otros para encontrar carreras en la salud mental. Sé un héroe de la salud mental para los Berkshires. Para obtener más información, visita briancenter.org o namibc.org.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm here today with this Carolyn Allman Morton. Did I get it right?
Just Carol.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. It's because I was born, I was the same age as Carol Ann and Poltergeist. It happens all the time.
Oh. Oh, God. That's beautiful. She's the head of OLLI, OSHA Lifelong Learning at BCC. It's a program, it's nationwide. It may even be in foreign countries for all I know, but I know it's nationwide. And what it is, it's for people 50 and older who want to get lifelong learning. What I always have liked about it was is they have relevant courses for the sake of learning, not testing, not, you know, all the stuff you went through in college and high school. No, these are courses for your personal learning experience. And the instructors are well-seasoned. Like that word, season.
That's a good one.
I try to relate everything back to food. Well-seasoned professionals in their field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit about so we've talked a lot about like workshops and lectures and stuff that are coming up. Do you want to talk a little bit about the fall course?
I would love to, but before we do,
yeah,
be on alert, folks. Get a pencil and paper because we're going to give you some telephone numbers and other contact information. And in the first half of the program, Carol brought out one important thing. Don't procrastinate because the classes fill up. And there's a couple that are already online that are filled up. So, Carol, if you'd help us with that.
First. Yeah. So our website is berkshireolli.org. And our phone number is 413-236-2190. And you can also reach us by email at Olli, O-L-L-I, at BerkshireCC.edu. And our office is open Monday through Friday, and we're always glad to help you out over the phone if you have trouble registering online.
Yeah, and honestly, folks, some of the offerings that they're offering this fall, and they've got their big 30th anniversary. Let's talk about that. That's coming up. And what a tribute it is to all the people. Mrs. Hotchberg, right, was the first one. Is that correct? Then Megan, and now Carol. And BCC brought them in under their umbrella. And boy, it's really taken off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned before that there's Ollies all over the country. There's one, at least one, and sometimes more in every state. There's 125 of us. And there's also lots of other institutes for lifelong learning that aren't Ollies. Right. So, and they're also wonderful. But our Ollies are basically always lifelong learning institutes that are associated with an institution of higher learning, like BCC.
Yep.
And that have received an endowed gift from the Osher Foundation, which does a lot of other things besides lifelong learning. You may have heard them like on the radio or something, sponsoring different programs around. So we are one of the 125. And we also have a National Resource Center that is out of Northwestern, and that's also endowed by the foundation. And so they offer training and conferences and all kinds of resources for volunteers and staff at all of the 125 Ollies, which is great. And almost always it's free to the volunteers and staff. And they have actually this new cool program that they're piloting called Osher Online, which we are one of the pilot Ollies for. And so those are classes that are run out of Northwestern, often with their own faculty or with faculty from around the country because they're on Zoom. And so our members can sign up for those classes. They're separate from our regular stuff. Right. And the only thing that's a challenge about them is that, you know, for most of our Zoom classes, we record them. So sometimes people, you know, like they might have an appointment or something and they miss a class, they can go back and listen to it later. For these ones, they're live and ephemeral. It is in the moment and then done.
Right.
So, but you know, it means that there's access to all of these great current faculty doing research in their area of expertise and teaching classes, for Ollies around the country, which is really cool. And you get to meet people in other Ollies because each of the participating groups can have 15 seats. And so you might be in a room with, you know, people from another, 10 Ollies or something like that in a Zoom room together. And they do a lot of like breakout groups and different things to get people to get a chance to talk to each other, which is really cool. It's a great program. It's only a year old or a year and a half. So in the first year, they were mostly just offering classes to Ollies that had problems during COVID where they'd shrunk. And then in the second year, it was open to more. And we had the great fortune of growing during COVID because we offered. And when I say we, I mean the wonderful people who preceded me did a great job pivoting to Zoom. So we had actually grown, and we have members from all over the country who came to us during COVID, and that's wonderful. And luckily, many of them have stayed with us. So anyway, so Osher Online is another offering that we have that's a new adventure for us and a way to create more Zoom opportunities for people who prefer to learn that way.
And I think there are people, it's not only they may not be the first preference, but for transportation reasons or physical reasons or whatever, just location, they can go on Zoom and have the same course. And I just think that's great.
One of the gaps or opportunities, I guess is a nicer way to say it, that we're trying to meet in our curriculum is to offer more courses that happen at night and more courses on the weekends that might appeal to people who maybe are still working part-time or have other commitments during the day that they can't join us. And so a lot of these classes that are through the National Resource Center are at night and on weekends. So we're sort of experimenting with that to give people those chances. And you know, depending, you might also just put it on while you're making dinner too, even though you could go during the day, but you want to take that class. So so we're really excited about those. We've had a good response to them from our membership.
I'll bet. And that's good forward thinking too. And that's a compliment to you, Carol, and the team out there. There are a lot of people who would probably take several of these courses, but they're working.
Right.
And more, and I'm sure you've read this on the economy and all, more and more people who have been retired are going back to work because the inflation and cost of living and all that. So I applaud you for, you know, shaking the bushes and basically making more courses, more events and stuff available.
Thanks. Yeah. We're trying to meet people where they are and try more things, you know, see what's helpful for folks in the community and what gets a response.
And trial and error is the best way.
Mm-hmm. My old boss at my first Ollie job, she used to say, everything's a pilot.
Right.
And sure. So I've tried to live by that in my career. Everything's a pilot. We can try it once and see at least and see what happens.
And with like COVID, in the military has a saying, and it's very simple, improvise and overcome. And what you guys did during COVID was you went, some people just put a close sign up, and you guys didn't do that. You put your thinking caps on, and you came up with courses like that. I taught one with about a book that Dr. Francesca Spina and I wrote that was just released, and it was it was difficult. To teach a course. It's not difficult to have a Zoom interview, but teaching a course is a different animal. So it took some getting used to.
For sure. And I think teaching on Zoom is one of those things that some folks find really valuable because, you know, it gives and it takes, right? On the one hand, we had a class that was taught by a guy who is it just finished up for the summer. It was on the Chinese education system. It's an American guy who lives in China and teaches there, and he was here for the summer. So he taught this class on Zoom, and he brought in one of his colleagues who is from China and is a Chinese woman who was able to Zoom in and teach one of the sessions about her experience in the Chinese education system. Like without Zoom, that would not be possible, you know? And so that kind of opportunity is wonderful. And, you know, and the part where it takes is then people weren't going out for coffee together after to talk about what a great class that was. Right. So like, you know, it's nothing is perfect, but it's meant that we've had really great opportunities to bring in lecturers for classes and for, you know, standalone events that we never would be able to have otherwise. I mean, we've had Pulitzer Prize winning authors. We've had, you know, we had Stephen Vladeck, who's like on CNN all the time talking about the Supreme Court this year to talk about the Supreme Court for our folks. And you know, he was in Texas. We weren't going to put him on a plane and bring him here, right? So that's been, and you know, some of these programs, like that Vladeck presentation, whenever Jim Brooke, bless him, gives an update on Ukraine, we have hundreds and hundreds of people on Zoom watching them in the moment, and then on YouTube watching them later if they weren't free at that time. So it's getting this opportunity, and almost all of those are free and open to the public. So it's this way of sort of getting educational content out without putting people on planes. So it's really special.
I also think too, it's giving people an opportunity to interact with other people and either defend their beliefs or change their beliefs as they get facts. Because I think I'm an old cop, operative word old. I had my entire life was based on facts. I'm not sure that there's a lot of fancy free chit chat now that factually needs to be validated. I love when they say, well, this was checked by fact checkers. Okay. Was that a red checker or no? I'm not going to. But what's been for you, you're new. What was the most challenging part when you started the job?
Yeah. I mean, I would say the most challenging part was just getting up to speed with who everybody is and what they're doing. I mean,
right.
This Ollie is big. We have over 1,500 members. Yeah. We're in the top, I don't know, 8 or 10% of size in all of the 125 Ollies. Good. We run about 200 programs a year. And that's, you know, including classes that meet 6, 8, 10 times. Like, so the number of sessions of things that are happening in a week is big. And,
yeah.
And it's, you know, every, there's something happening always. Like, we don't really have a down season. So that sort of like just fire hose of information, I think, was the hardest part for me. But I, you know, I love education. I love higher education and getting the opportunity to sort of be in this community of people who are really proud of what they've built here is special, and they have a right to be proud. It's an amazing program. And it's one of those things that I think really expanded during Zoom that, you know, there's always been like public content that Ollie has provided, but the amount of that has really expanded. The number of programs that are open to the public and free and accessible is amazing. And I think, you know, it's a win-win for us too. It helps people get to know who we are, and maybe then they want to come take a class on, you know, the films are made or whatever, or history or something. But also it's providing a service. So that feels good. And I think it feels good for our volunteers as well.
I do too. And there's something about, and I've said this to people that have been asked to teach an Ollie class. And I don't say it in a threatening manner, but what I do say is be prepared.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
don't walk in there like, you know, well, yeah, I'll throw it together 5 minutes before. I found teaching Ollie courses, and I taught for the Department of Justice for years. Ollie courses, the people in that room, they are so, some of them are so well-versed, even on what you're talking about. And I find all the instructors are that way. If you've been taught there once, you realize don't go in there 5 minutes before with your notes in your hand.
Well, and one of the things that we hear from current faculty who teach with us, we're lucky that we get some folks from BCC and Williams and Simon's Rock who teach with us. You know, you'll never get a classroom, you know, in a classroom, there's always going to be people who have to be there. None of our folks have to be there. No. They all want to be there. They're super excited. They want to learn, and they'll ask lots of questions. So it's some of the most engaged teaching that some folks ever have a chance to do. And they don't have to grade any papers. So it's a win for everybody. And so they love it. And they come back and teach for us again.
Let's, before we run out of time, let's go on and talk about the big anniversary party coming up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when is it? Who's invited? Just bring us up to speed.
Sure. So it's in the afternoon. I think I should look. I think it starts at noon. Wait. I have my cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at noon. It's at the Pittsfield Country Club on Wednesday, September 4th. And okay. It's... anybody can register. We've done our big push among our membership, but if folks know anybody at Ollie who's and want to come and hang out, or that you don't, and that's a way that you want to meet us, it'll be a fun day. There's going to be music and a luncheon, a cocktail hour. And then we're going to be sort of doing the program won't be long and boring. I promise it will be timely. And we're going to be walking through sort of the history of our program and lifelong learning. And then we're going to be lifting up. We had the opportunity this spring, folks could nominate folks, any other Ollie members or volunteers from the history of Ollie for to be honored at this event. And so folks, you know, sent in their submissions. And so all of those people who were honored are listed in our program. And then many of them, some of the folks who were part of BIL, the Berkshire Institute for Lifetime Learning, who yep. that was here before, that became Ollie at BCC, any of those folks that we could meet with and interview who had been nominated were profiled by other Ollie members. We did an interview, took a photo when we could. And so those are going to be all in our program book and up on posters around the room so people can have a cocktail and walk around and read and look at the pictures. And that I think that'll be really special, a chance for folks to you know, learn a little bit more about people that they didn't know about them. They just knew that they, you know, ran the such and such committee, but there's this whole other part of their life that they yep. might get to see. And then we'll do a little in memoriam remembrance for some folks and eat lunch and sing a couple songs and head home. It'll be great.
Cool. And again, that's September what?
I'm sorry. September 4th. It's a Wednesday.
September 4th at noon.
At noon at the Pittsfield Country Club. Yep. And folks can register on our website. And you can okay. see the calendar for everything. It's berkshireollie.org/events. And that has the listing of everything we've got going on.
Okay. Ollie.org events.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's go over. We've got about 6 minutes left. What's coming right up as far as people need to register for courses that would say the first 2 weeks and 3 weeks in September?
Yeah. So we have a mix of stuff, right? We have a lot of things that meet once, which we sort of talked about. And then we have classes that are generally about 6 weeks. Sometimes they're four, sometimes they're seven. It's not a hard and fast number, but those classes start September 16th. So if you go to our website, berkshireollie.org/fall2024, you'll see the listing of all of the classes. There's, I don't know, 29 or 30 of them.
Yeah.
And some of them are full. It'll be noted on there if they are, like the hiking classes. Sorry about that. But there's tons that are open and there's some really great classes in there. One person that was a gift to us, this woman named Debbie Reinisch, she's a director. She worked on Raising Arizona. And now I'm going to forget all the, she worked on TV too, a bunch of different shows. And she's made some other films. She walked into our office one day and talked to Kate Kidd and I and said, "Hey, you know, I've been teaching at NYU and I did all this stuff. Would you like me to teach for Ollie?" And we said, "Yes, please." She's leading her third class for us this fall on the language. It's called The Language of Film. And some people took it last fall, but it'll be different films. And she sort of walks through, you know, like how to watch a movie and see like beyond the story. What can you see? What's the language there? And she teaches that at the Triplex in Great Barrington. So she can show clips and stuff in the theater. One thing that we've been slowly rebuilding after COVID is finding more locations to hold classes outside of campus so that people who might not be able to drive as far or whatever can get access to our program. So we have some classes happening in South County and some in North as well as here at BCC. And so classes like Debbie's are a great way to get to know Ollie and to meet a bunch of people.
And you know, I'm glad you're doing that because there is an outreach with Ollie Well, it's always not easy to outreach and Ollie, but what I like is that you guys do it. You know, you bring things down to, say, Southern Berkshire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you probably have found this out living in the Boston, greater Boston area, but this people here, if you say, well, it's in North Adams. North Adams? Oh, man, I'm going to have to pack a lunch, bring a sleeping bag, you know, and it's just, they just overreact to a short. I used to live in Arizona. We drive 45 minutes just to see our friend.
Yeah, it's a different sense of scale, for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I applaud you for what you're doing. Folks, here are the telephone numbers one more time, please, and the contact. Please don't procrastinate. Go online. We'll get that again, /events. I promise you, if you scroll down what they have to come this coming semester, you'll find something that will tweak you.
Great. Yeah, so we're at BerkshireOllie, O-L-L-I, .org. And our calendar is /events. And you can also find our fall catalog there. Our phone number is 413-236-2190. And our email is ollie@berkshireccforcommunitycollege.edu. And I'll just say one quick plug.
Yeah,
too.
Take your time. No, we got a couple minutes.
Okay, good. So I would encourage you to keep checking our calendar and or get on our mailing list. We do send a lot of email, but it's because we offer a lot of programs. We only send a couple emails per program, and we're always adding stuff. I just was meeting with people today. There's going to be two more things going on the calendar in the next couple of days. So we have our semesters, and then we try and pack things in between them and during them that will be, you know, options for people who might not want to sign up for a 6-week class or who are just interested in those topics. So there's always stuff being added. It's not like we set it and then that's it. So please come.
You'll have to come. You'll have to come back more often.
Okay, great.
No, I mean, I'll be reaching out to you. If you need a reference for me, ask Catherine Kidd.
Okay, great. I will.
Probably tell you, don't answer your phone if he calls, but kidding aside, you've been a marvelous representative for Ollie. Ollie is a great, I believe in it for so many people, and some people, they go every semester. Some of them go, I can remember people were going like 3 days a week.
For sure. Yeah. There's some people who take 8 or 10 classes in a semester.
Yeah. You can stay. I got a couple of announcements, or if you want. One is Roots Rising. You know, I support this because of their work with kiddos. They just do. So if you can help Roots Rising and help them financially or however, they're big at the farmers market on the Common in Pittsfield on Saturday. So if you want to meet some people, they're dedicated. And they work with the kiddos, and it's really a great program, really. Now this is important because this is about trash. So, well, you missed Wednesday, the 21st. They've already had that day. Monday, September the 9th, 6 p.m., Morningside Community School cafeteria. Thursday, September the 12th, 6 p.m., Reed Middle School. Monday, September 16th, 6 p.m. Where is that one? Wait, flipped it over too soon. Berkshire Athenaeum. And what it's about, they are going to tell you and go over the new City of Pittsfield launches outreach campaign for a new trash collection system. Now, you think you can take an Ollie course? Nothing compared to this. It's a course on how to put your garbage out and in what to put it in. Also coming up, and this is, I'm a big supporter of United Way, and I would just say to you that they're having a golf tournament. It's Friday, September the 27th at Wacona Country Club. If you can, and you're so desired, and you play golf, that also helps, you can go to the golf tournament. This one is really serious. The third Wednesday of every month, they have what's known as Memory Cafe of the Berkshires. And it's held at the Ralph Friel Senior Center. And it's for people. It's a memory cafe is a casual group of caregivers and people with mild cognitive impairment or memory loss. They join, they play games, they enjoy music, they dance. And while they're enjoying refreshments, the Memory Cafe will meet every third Wednesday of the month. We've had Alzheimer's in our family. And I will tell you, it's harder on the caregivers than the person because the person doesn't realize, yet the caregivers do. So take advantage of this. The Memory Cafe, it's really, really, really worth it. Carol, as I said, I will be in touch and talk. And if, like I said, Catherine Kidd, she'll give me a reference, perhaps.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for all the time that you spent with us today. I appreciate it.
No, it's my honor, and I'm a big promoter of Ollie. Now, folks, as you know, and I know some of you don't like this, but I say it anyhow. God bless. And today, let's do something nice for somebody. There's enough vitriol in the world. We don't need it. We have to be kind to each other because each other, in the big scheme of things, is all that we have. See you soon. Thanks, Carol. Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.